Hi, everyone. Welcome to Domain Sherpa. Thank you for tuning in to the podcast with the best domain name and digital asset content in the world. Today's episode is a Domain Sherpa review titled Champagne Supernova, featuring Drew, Logan Flat, and Mark Levine. On today's show, we play the domain game featuring AL.org, Supernova.gg, GutHealth.ai, and PodConnect.com. And then we've got the NameJet and a Jet segment sponsored by NameJet. We talk about some domains coming up for auction, including PRZ.com, Osana.com, Tapa.com, and Donate.net. The Sherpas then talk about their year to date so far. We talk about what drives quality inventory and expired auctions. And we also hear about Mark's side hustle on independentpublishing.com. So definitely check all that out. And remember, if you're listening to the audio version of this podcast, you can also watch the video version at domainsherpa.com and on our YouTube channel at ds.tv. You can also listen to the shows on Apple and Spotify and other podcast platforms as well. So please make sure to hit the like button and the subscribe button everywhere that you can and help Domain Sherpa grow the pie. We also integrate our shows and music. Muse.ai, which provides search functionality for the shows and transcripts as well. And now, big shout out to Unstoppable Domains, the ICANN accredited registrar that gives domainers powerful tools and the lowest pricing in the industry. They've joined the Afternic Fast Transfer Network and offer fully featured landers with LTO, self-brokerage, and just 3% commissions. Talk to them on X or NamePros to learn more. And shout out to Escrow.com. Here at Media Options, we've relied on Escrow.com for years. They've handled some of our biggest deals, including 7- and 8-figure transactions. We use their specialized domain services because they understand domains. As the largest online licensed and audited escrow operator, Escrow.com is fast, secure, and accountable with workflows built specifically for domains. Whether you're buying your first domain or closing million-dollar deals, they protect buyers and sellers around the world from fraud while ensuring smooth transfers. Escrow.com, domain deals done right. And also, big shout-out to DNX.com. DNX is the domain name intelligence platform featuring all-in-one search results from the top marketplaces, including GoDaddy, Cedo, and Atom. DNX is the most advanced way to find and acquire your domain name, so go to DNX.com today. And also, finally, big shout-out to our own business, Media Options, the number one domain brokerage in the world. Find out more at mediaoptions.com, where you can also sign up for our newsletter for the best domain opportunities available on the market every week, and also featuring key insights and other helpful information related to branding, naming, and of course, domain investing. So with all that, it's now time to get into this episode of Domain Sherpa, where all roads lead to domains. What's up, Sherpa Network? Thank you for tuning in today. My name is Jonathan Tenenbaum, a.k.a. JT, a.k.a. J-On, a.k.a. Sherpa Winfrey, and I'm the host and producer of Domain Sherpa, where all roads lead to domains. Today's show is a Domain Sherpa review, where we get into the minds of successful domain investors using real examples so we can learn strategies and tactics to become more successful domain name investors ourselves. These are the experts, the OGs, the best in the biz, our personal friends. It's all good and very excited for what we've got on the show today. There are 4 segments to a Domain Sherpa review. We've got the grand opening. That's where I intro the Sherpas. We see what's going on with them. Talk about some related things, some unrelated things, drop some AKAs and all that good stuff. Then we've got the domain game. That's where we hear about what the Sherpas recently bought or sold. Everybody guesses. We keep score. And somehow, some way, someday, we're going to get some swag to the winner, maybe one of these Sherpa Island hoodies. Shout out to Jen Sale. Then we've got the NameJet and a Jet segment sponsored by NameJet, where we review a list of domains coming up for auction on NameJet. We see what the Sherpas like, what they don't like. And then last but not least, we get into grand closing, where we discuss anything we haven't already covered. What's going on in the domain space, looking at the market trends, current events, allowing our guests, co-hosts, whatever you want to call them, to mention or promote anything they want to talk about that we've not already discussed, or maybe something we've already discussed. You know what I'm saying? Like, we're going to do what we want. We're going to do what we do up in here. So with that, let's go ahead and introduce the Sherpas. Over to my left, I got my boy Andrew Rosner, a.k.a. Morpheus, a.k.a. the Dirk Diggler of Digital Assets, a.k.a. Drew. Drew got what I need, a.k.a. every Rosner has its thorn. Never going to give Drew up. Greybeard, the domain pirate in the building. What's up, dude?
So we're going to try Domain Don.
Domain Don, the Domain Don. Okay, I like it. A little self-titled, you know what I'm saying? I should...
Somebody came up with it on our team call yesterday.
Yeah. No, and you want it to stick. I get it, man.
Yeah, I like that. Like,
you know, that's what it is, man. The Domain Don, you know? So, Billy, throw up a little AI. Give Drew a little Domain Don treatment right now. A little, you know... Don Corleone of domains.
I have a domain offer you can't refuse.
You know, so Domain Corleone. Oh, I like it. We could make that work. So what's up? What else is going on?
Well, you know, the world's burning. Everything is totally fucked up. But domains are selling like a mofo. So, you know, it's all good. Yeah, it's all good. I mean, just out here pretending like nothing's happening and just selling domains. You know what I mean? Getting our customer service on and getting deals across the finish line. You know, we got a deal going on right now. Big one, you know, sort of a trifecta. And we got a stalker. You know what I'm saying? We got like somebody that's like just right on our heels trying to get what's ours. We're trying to close three deals at once for a client who's trying to merge with a new brand. And we got somebody else competing for that brand. And it's like a race to the finish. We're one step ahead. We're trying to keep it that way. You know what I mean? People don't know when you hire us, you know what I mean? You get more than just a domain broker. You've got a squad of elite negotiators and kidney stabbers. And you know what I'm saying? Whatever needs to be done, we just get out here, stab people. We just do it. We do what has to be done to get the deal across the line. That's what Media Options does for you.
That's it, man. I like it. A little promo, but it's true. This deal we're working on, it is. We've got somebody trying to effectively.
It's a one-on-one. I've never seen it before in my life. It's like somebody literally right on our heels on all the names we're trying to cross the line with.
We're trying to get somebody. It's a one-word brand, and we're trying to get several domains to effectively corner the brand. And every deal is now being sort of interrupted or whatever by competing bids. Obviously, somebody is in the market for the same brand. And, you know, may the best man win, you know what I'm saying? And may the best team win. And we're definitely doing our thing up to this point. So knock on wood, you know, it's interesting. I hate being cryptic about this kind of stuff. You know, I'd love to be able to give some more detail because it really is like a interesting, cool, kind of fun, like scenario and good for us because so far we've been on the successful side. So let's hope, again, knock on wood, that we keep it that way. So anyway, all right, well, good stuff. Let's keep going around the horn because we have some pseudo special guests who've been on the show before but are not on all the time. So two friends of mine that I'm excited to have on here. First of all, to my lower left, we got my boy Logan Flat, a.k.a. Wolverine, a.k.a. Rascal Flat, a.k.a. The Earth is Flat, a.k.a. The Texas Tornado, a.k.a. Get low, 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 Logan Flat. What's up, dude?
Oh, life's good. Just living life with a almost 6-year-old and getting ready for spring break. So
yeah,
just taking it easy, selling some names here and there, and life's good.
All right, well, very good. Yeah, you know, you mentioned spring break and I immediately like look up at my account, like the upper right, I'm like, what is the, that's right, we're into March already. And you know, we've got in the next couple of weeks, definitely have, because we're trying to plan for spring basketball, and that involves all sorts of, you know, schedules and school schedules and spring breaks and vacations and all these kinds of things. So are you guys going anywhere fun for spring break?
We're going to Laguna Beach out in California.
Very cool.
And
love that.
There's a place called Montage. They own montage.com.
Oh, very cool. Love it. A little domain talk. Yeah,
so we're heading out there for the week and take it easy. I tried to hook up with some of our buddies out in LA, but they're about 2 hours away. I mean, it's a 2-hour drive just to get together. So it's
Well, that's the thing about LA. You realize how spread out. We noticed that when we were out at State of Braden's, we did the show and then we did the little domainer meetup, and it was like trying to get from Hollywood, the Valley, and, you know, and all these different, like, you know, and then the beach, and, you know, and you realize like, and then traffic makes it all like,
yeah,
pretty
LA
insane.
Is tough.
LA is tough, but it's all good. We love LA. All right, well, let's keep it moving. Last but certainly not least, below me, we've got the one and only Mark Levine, a.k.a. Marky Mark Levine, a.k.a. Mean Mark Levine, a.k.a. Levine and Shirley, a.k.a. Rage Against the Levine. What's up, man? How are you?
I just dropped that name, Rage Against the Levine. I bought it after the last time I was on, and I was like,
let's go.
I was like, I feel this will be around if I drop it again.
It probably will be, but that's what's up, man. What's going on with you?
I'm doing great. Year's off to a good start. Awesome to see you guys as always. You know, my fondest food memory of my life was at Drew's house, Portugal. He brought in the sushi chef.
Yeah.
Awesome. I never left the table.
Yeah. That was so good.
Awesome to see you guys.
Well, you know, speaking of sushi memories, you know what I mean? We had also a very good one that time.
That was in Orlando.
in Orlando, man. And, you know, I actually been meaning to ask you if you remember what the restaurant was, because we're in Orlando all the time. And that place was fantastic. And I was a little bit skeptical. And just because, you know, landlocked Orlando.
Yeah.
And
place
was awesome. So
I can try to find it.
Let's do it, man. Let's dig into the archives. And yeah, that was a good group,
man. It's on
the
Facebook archives. It comes up once a year.
Yeah, for sure. Siger was there. I mean, there was a good domains group. It was part of that when they were doing the merge conference, which was a lot of fun. You know, we were right outside of Disney Springs running around there. And, you know, I barely remember. And this is probably how it goes with a lot of these. You know, it's like I couldn't remember a session or anything that happened inside the conference, but I do remember a bunch of the fun, like sort of hangouts and stuff, including that dinner. So that was, you know, it was a good time. So
totally.
But yeah, man. All right. Well, so you said the year's off to a good start, so that's good to hear. I mean, and Logan, what about you? I mean, how have things been so far for you in 2026?
A little slower than last year so far, because last year was a great knockout year for me. And,
sure.
But you know, it's good. It's just not as good as last year. So
I'm fine. Well, you had the XYZ sale last year, right?
And, more good is more better.
That's right. Yeah, so last year was great, and you know, no complaints about last year, but just a little slower this year, but it's no big deal. The year's gonna be great.
Yeah, well, I think it's interesting. You know, Drew was talking about how active things are right now. With you've got all this geopolitical unrest and just crazy stuff happening out there in the world, and it's like you just wonder what, you know, impact these kinds of things have. Obviously, there's, you know, enormous drag on the market today. Oil is obviously all sorts of messed up, and you know, and then it's like, does it almost bring on sort of this idea of the physical, you know, physical world is fucked up and we got to bring it back to almost like a flight, you know, online, like we saw with COVID, you know, it's like where it's like, hey, it's safer on the internet, you know what I mean? Than it is out there in the real world. I mean, I saw like people just Dubai, for example, obviously, you know, getting caught up in the middle of all this, people trying to exit, just trying to leave, paying hundreds of thousands of dollars to get on flights to get out, which is insane to me. I mean, imagine feeling that trap to get your family out of town would be like $1 million. I mean, sure. It's like, so.
Yeah, we have domain friends there, of course. And, you know, but so far they're safe and we hope they stay safe and, you know.
Yeah.
Wild stuff. Anyway, I hope, I guess that's sort of like, you know, we kind of do when there's crazy things happening in the world, we sort of, you know, the sentiment across obviously us is that, you know, for everybody just to, you know, take care of themselves and each other and others and be safe. It's wild out there. Hopefully cooler heads prevail and, you know. Give peace a chance, man, for real. Right. You know, so we need to get back.
Saying, like, I'm a black or white kind of guy. It's like, you know. Are we civilized? Because to me, it looks like we're a bunch of monkeys throwing spears, dressed up with fancy clothes. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know.
Yeah.
And so if that's the case, okay, we can behave one way. And, you know, if we're going to pretend we're civilized, well, then let's behave that way. But, you know, it looks like we're off the reservation.
We're definitely in the uncharted territory. So although we are and we aren't, at the same time, it's like history doesn't repeat itself, but it often rhymes, right? And it's like... You know, it's like same soup reheated, man. You know what I mean? We just, you know, like.
Yeah, we said. Anyway. We said, you know, fasten your seatbelt. This year is going to be a hell of a roller coaster.
Yeah. We're seeing it. But,
it's just getting started.
Yeah. So, but let's talk domain. So I guess we can dive right into the domain game since, you know, I mean, obviously we're doing what we're doing and we'll keep it moving. So what do you got, Drew? You got a buy or a sell? And hopefully it's something I'm not aware of. So that way I can.
All right, let's go with a little two-letter.org, al.org, a buy.
Ooh, okay.
Like you just bought it 5 minutes ago, right?
Yeah.
I was speculating.
Like I literally just bought this shit in real time.
Why?
al.org. All right. Get your phones out or some other way to put the score up or the price up. al.org. It was a purchase. I don't know.
Ready?
Mark, Logan, you got a number?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
All right. Well, I saw your number. I'll show mine too. But Mark, what do you got?
I'm going to say.
You can just tell us since you didn't do the
phone. Oh, Sorry.
It's fine. Just tell us. We've already shown ours, so you can just tell us.
Oh, I was going to say 50.
50. Okay. So we've got 17.5 for Logan. We've got 20K for me. We've got 50 for Mark. So
there's going to be rumors of impropriety here.
Ooh, okay. That sounds like me.
20,000.
Bang.
Ah. Hey, look, you, these guys can attest because I wasn't like, we literally, you mentioned the name for the first time on this call.
Yeah. It actually, there's no way that there was any impropriety because I literally was just emailed the domain while we were doing the intros. And I said, I wrote the guy, I said, okay, done. I'll take it. And he said, okay, I'll put it in escrow. So,
bang.
This all just happened in real time. So there is no impropriety.
Bang. Let's go. Trying to get
a nice job.
Thanks.
Yeah.
That's a good buy. Yeah, that's a great domain.
I mean, look, I like to buy twoletter.orgs in the like 10 to 15 range. And I've gotten quite a few of them in the last 12, 24 months. You know, I think we've got maybe 10, 15 of these things. I don't even know. And I like them. I just like them. And AL in particular is like a really good one because it's got a lot of meanings. You've got, you know, Alabama. You've got, you know, it's AL is two of the most popular letters in the alphabet. Those are like two of the first 10 letters in Jeopardy. You know what I mean?
Yeah, a lot of
Wheel of Fortune.
Yeah, yeah.
And so, anyways, I thought 20. I'm going to take it because I don't. If I offer 15 or 18, you know, somebody else is just going to grab it. And so I just agreed at the asking price just to wrap that thing up. Mm-hmm. And I think it's, you know, it's like half of Arabic starts with al, right? So, you know, it's got just a lot of meanings, meanings.
Just starting with A, I think, is huge.
Yeah.
Maybe aanything.org.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. A Logan. Could be A Logan.
That's right. Hey.
There we go.
You might be Logan, but I got A Logan.
All right. Well, good stuff. And I'll happily take the first point of the game and we can keep it moving. Logan, what you got? You got a buy or a sell?
I've got a sale.
Good.
And it's supernova.gg.
Oh. Is this new, Logan?
Newish.
Champagne supernova. All right.
Oasis, a little Oasis in them, you know.
All right.
Supernova.gg. It's a sale.
Supernova GG.
All right. Here's mine.
Hold on. Simmer down.
Oh, man. Just wait. He's like, all right. Ready? 3, 2, 1. Flip. All right, so we've got Drew is at 5,369. I'm at 15,000, and Marky Mark is at 16,888.
Yeah, Mark wins it.
What?
It was.
I know everything about Logan and his GGs. No, I mean, I didn't know the sale price, but
our audience can interpret that as they will.
Yeah, 100%. What?
It was a straight up guess, but
yeah.
I mean, this is one area I know well.
It was $18,700.
Ooh, okay. $18,700.
I only own 1.gg, and that was drew.gg that my buddy Mark here gave me.
Oh, that's awesome. What was so what'd you buy it for? How long did you hold it?
Oh, man, I can't see what I bought it for. I have to take a look here.
You two are like the only dudes I know that like were early in .gg.
It's a great extension.
I paid $1,000 for it.
Oh, okay. $1,000 turned it into 17. How long?
Terrible return.
I bought it in 2021.
2021, 15X. Yeah. Nice.
Man, 15X in 4 years. That's like
amateur. Oh, 18,700. So it's 18.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. There you go. 19. Yeah, nice.
Yeah.
So, all right.
Hell of a deal. Well done. Let me ask you though, how do you price these? Is it just like, okay, good.ggs, this is what they go for?
Yeah.
Or is there some kind of, is there any objective or subjective variables that you apply?
Well, it's something Mark and I were talking about recently is that RGGs just seem to sell for five figures. I mean, somewhere in the five figures, if you're a good one word .gg with an attractive SLD, you can ask five figures and get it usually, at least in our experience. I mean, last year I sold five or six in five figures.
What was the one? We had a buyer that I think we offered you 50 or 100 for one of your,
That was casino.gg.
Casino.gg. Mm-hmm. You guys turned it down. I was like, you guys are smoking crack. Did you ever sell it?
No, but that's six figures. That's not a five.
What did I offer you?
I think it was just 50.
50.
Yeah. But that's me and Oren Arbit. He and I are partner on that. And we're asking definitely six figures for that one. So.
All right. Have you had an offer above the 50 we offered?
Well, yes.
Really?
Oh. Yeah. Turn that down too, huh?
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. All right. We see it.
No GG for you.
GG. Texas Hold'em. AKA Texas Hold'em. That's what I, hold on.
Yeah. AKA Texas Hold'em.
Yeah, but GG's a cool, hip, kind of, cool extension, and it's spreading across different industries now, so it's got it going on.
I like it, man. It's I'm just going into my AKA sheet, though, and I'm adding Texas Hold'em.
We're like the Drew Rosners of GG.
Yeah, no doubt. No doubt about it.
I love it, man. That's great.
Which is oxymoronic since, you're all .com, right?
The truth of the matter, everybody thinks of me, I guess it's fair to say I'm a .com maximalist, but the truth is that I have a softer edge than that. And it applies to everything. I'm just pragmatic. And it's like, I can go try and get cute in a new extension and apply my skills and da, 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 and hopefully, but the
you
truth
stay
is,
where
is
you
that,
are.
Like,
that's good.
I have enough competitive advantage in the largest pool of buyers, which is premium.coms, that like it's just silly for me to really fish in other ponds. You know what I'm saying? Like I got one of the biggest, vessels on the open seas. I don't really want to,
hang out by the nearby pond.
That's it. And it's not to say that there isn't great fishing in the ponds, because there is. As demonstrated by the two of you, but and many others. But I just fundamentally believe that the best returns on a risk-adjusted basis over a long period of time are premium.com domain names. I think that it's basically all upside with no downside over a sufficient period of time, meaning that, the ability to buy them is actually the value proposition. So if you have the ability to buy at a not absurd price, your execution of that option is the value in and of itself. Once you've captured it, it's now no longer available unless you are willing to sell it. And you're probably only willing to sell it for a higher price than you paid. And that's ultimately what somebody else is going to have to pay over a long enough period of time. If it is in fact a premium domain, right? So let's say every name has the opportunity to turn at its price every 10 years. That's roughly the math, I think, is that like every premium name has an opportunity to sell for what it's worth every decade. Might be 12 to 15, but call it a decade. Doesn't mean most people, in fact, I would say, as has been my experience watching others through our brokerage business, most people say no to the best offer they'll receive over a decade. In my experience, most people say no to the best offer that they will receive over a decade. The vast majority of those come to regret it. Sometimes the wind blows and, they get a bigger offer and they get the price they want. But a lot of things have to align, to sell a domain for what you want as opposed to what it's worth. I don't even know how the hell I got on that. That was just a long.
No, but also as an investor, time is your limiting resource. You don't have time to fishing for GGs or, what about AI? What about AI? Did you do any AI?
I mean, the funny thing is like, I got a bunch of, I think actually Mark is also the guy that kind of pushed me to get some back in like 2019, 20, I want to say. 18, 19, 20, something in that ballpark. And so I got 30 of them, 50 of them or something. And I've sold a few. I mean, in fact, I sold probably one of the first .AIs to sell for six figures. I sold fix.ai for 150 grand in like 2019, 2020, something like that. I think 2020. And, but then the wholesale prices just got so absurd. And so people interpreted me as saying like, I hate .AI. I didn't hate .AI. I still don't hate .AI. In fact, we've done probably, I don't know, $5 million in .AI domains in the last 12 months.
Yeah.
Right?
We just, on the broker side. Yeah. We just had a nice seven-figure domain, you know, for .AI. Actually, we did.
I think we've done three seven-figure deals for .AI domains. Right. So I don't hate .AI at all, but I just think that people were making enormous mistakes investing huge sums of money in the .AI domains that I do fundamentally believe the pool of potential buyers for those domain names is both limited in number and in time. And so once
an interesting
wholesale prices got up to be like wholesale price of a .AI domain basically became 10% of the retail price of a .com, and some of them even basically par with the retail price of the .com. And so I just think that that's absurd. I continue to think that's absurd. But the .AI domain market has, sustained for longer than I anticipated that it would. But I would have liked to have gone deeper in them when it, you know, in 17, 18, 19, but
yeah, there you go.
I don't think it's not like, oh, let me go play catch up now with, you know, these ridiculous wholesale prices.
Well, and I think that's fair, but we, without a doubt, I think AI is, you know, the .AI domains continue to do their thing, and we continue to help clients both buy and sell them. So it's like, let's keep
going. Yeah, I'm agnostic. I really am. I'm a trader. So like, I'm an investor and a trader, and I
want to
sell it. You know what I mean? Like, it's just, I want to sell the thing. I want to sell, you know, I only want to work with the hot girls at the prom.
Okay. That's, you know, cool. Anyway.
For most high school guys. Okay.
Exactly. This one goes out to all the guys who peaked in high school. no, but all good. All right, well, let's keep it moving because we're two names in and it's time to get to the number three on the list, the domain game. Mark, what you got?
All right, I was gonna do a GG, but now I'm gonna do a .AI after that.
Okay,
discussion.
Okay,
all right, just sold this 3 days ago, guthealth.ai.
Ooh. Guthealth.ai.
Yo, that is not the type of name I thought would like be popping off in .AI.
That's right.
Well, you're gonna be surprised.
Guthealth.
All right.
Ready?
Let's do it.
But it gives me hope. Gives me hope.
All right. So
I can't see.
Drew is at 24,895. Logan's at 27,000.
I like where I am. I like being the under here because
I like being the over. I'm happy being the over. I think I won the domain game. So I'm 30,000.
You guys are really all in the range. It was 23,000.
Oh, man.
Down the house.
And it was a crazy.
AI hater takes it home.
Yeah.
I thought I was doing a victory lap. I thought I had it with the over.
I hand registered it in July 25.
Woo! Wow.
You see, that's awesome. How you do .AI is you hand register that shit and sell it for $24,000. You know what I mean? That's how you play the game, ladies and gentlemen. Like, this is the thing people don't understand. I love this. I'm so glad you brought that one up because it's like, this is the game. If you're paying $10,000, $15,000, you're buying a .AI in auction, and you think, oh, there's a buyer out there that's going to pay me $150, $250, you are smoking crack. there are exceptions, and there are plenty of examples of the people that got that. But we're talking about, you know, dozens of names versus the thousands of domains that you folks are registering and paying tens of thousands of dollars for. So anyways, that is a very well done, my friend. That is a hell of a setup. Yeah.
I mean, I thought it was a great domain. I mean, I think that well, gut, I mean,
other guests need too.
Great, but gut health is a perfect, you know, it's a thing that so many people are interested in, and it's a perfect thing for an AI tool where you put in symptoms and, you know, whatever, it tells you to take this probiotic or that, or
yeah,
it seemed,
you know, great name.
You know, I liked it the second I bought it.
So here's what we,
you don't throw up into a bag and have it analyze your gut health.
I've done other things with ChatGPT, but not that yet.
Yeah, that's a little bit of a bridge too far, yeah. A bag too far. All right, well, look, here's where we are at the game now. So I've got a point, Mark's got a point, Drew's got a point. Logan, we're going to need you to throw another name in the mix for the tiebreaker here.
Okay.
And because now it's like...
Let's see. You want a GG or you want a GG or a .com?
Let's do a .com. We actually, this would be the first, the only .com of the show, actually, on the domain game.
So. Okay. Let's go with, this is a sale.
Okay.
From a couple of days ago, and it's podconnect.com.
Okay. Podconnect.
Podconnect.com.
Podconnect.com. All right.
Podconnect.com. Podconnect.com.
All right.
You can put it on your phone, or you're just going to tell us more.
Hold up. I'm going to change mine, actually. All
right. Mark, you don't have a calculator?
I got it.
Oh, okay.
All right. 3, 2, 1. All right. Now, so we're at 11. Drew's at 11,369. Mark's at 12,888. And I'm at 15,000. Let's go.
I was at 14,895, and I changed it to 11,369. Now I took the under, baby. Now I took the under.
And that was the right move.
Oh man.
Because I sold it for, man. Sold it for.
You know what separates good from great? Instincts.
What'd you sell it for?
I sold it for $4,995.
Oh, okay. All right. So that was a little bit, boom. You know.
Paid no. $200 for it. So
boom. $200. How long did you have it? How long did you have it?
2020.
Yeah, nice. So, you know, not a bad flip. And, you know, that's what it's about, man. It's just, you know, hitting singles and doubles and then just,
that's right.
Just put runs on the board. You know, I mean, no, I don't mean that. And it's not in a negative way at all. Like, yeah. I would love that. So, you know, we've
but got it's one that I had priced higher over, you know, but over time after 5 years and no one was biting. So, lowered it to $4,995 and it sold. So,
boom. I like it. I don't like the fact that I lost the domain game after having a 1-0 lead early, but you know, I thought I was about to take it with Mark's name, and then I thought PodConnect, man. I thought we were about to do that.
If you go to the website, it's now a, you know, a podcast guest finder,
of course, yeah.
tool or whatever. So
yeah,
probably many businesses out there doing that, but at least they chose a, you know, decent brand name for it. So.
Yeah, well, it's pretty wild, you know. I mean, you look at like what's happened with, you know, and it's like, you know, this obviously makes a ton of sense, and it's actually, I'm looking at the site right now, and it's very cool. You know, I'm watching a show we just started at the
other.
What
do they do?
Connecting podcasts and guests.
Oh, so,
They you can actually book studios. That you can book podcast studio space as well, which I think is also an important piece to that, because you know, I think as podcasting and all this becomes, you know, continually like, you know, big, it's, you know, the studio space is important. You know, we don't do the live in studio version for our podcast, you know, you know, we've tried to do the live thing a couple of times, which is cool, but it's not easy, you know? And, so having podcast studio services, I think is pretty cool. So one of my kids and I are watching a show, on Disney Plus called Wonder Man. Have you guys watched this at all? Anybody seen Wonder Man?
No. Mm-hmm.
And, what came up on the show last night, which I thought was interesting, was that because based in LA, so it's a very actor, like there's a whole actor thing going on about the, you know, the movie business and stuff. And they have spaces where, you know, you can go and film like almost like green screen, little green screen studios, you know, which is what they kind of brought up in the show yesterday. And I thought that was interesting, you know, for people to like rent out and film little, like, you know, stuff using their own stuff, but like, you know, almost like renting the studio itself. So I thought that's kind of an interesting tie-in and kind of a cool show. A little slow to start, but not bad. And so, yeah, well, good job on the sale and congratulations, Drew, for winning the domain game. Billy, give him a little golf clap.
I think multiple weeks in a row.
I don't want anything too celebratory.
Billy, check it. I think it's multiple weeks in a row. I think I'm on a streak.
Hey, the best part is you get some free swag.
That's
exactly.
It.
Exactly. But he's waiting for the all cotton stuff, you know, so he doesn't want to wear anything. Now
alpaca.
Oh, right. The alpaca stuff. We're getting alpaca Sherpa stuff based on the last one.
Yeah.
You know, so it's got to feel good on your skin, you know, nothing but organic alpaca. That's it, man. I like it. All right. Well, hey, congratulations. And both to you guys on the sales and to Drew on the win. And that is the domain game.
The Options is the industry's leading domain broker specializing in domain acquisitions, high-value domain sales, and domain name consultation. As pioneers and thought leaders on the subject of the domain aftermarket and domain name value, plus through their clear domain acquisition service, Media Options offers startups and established corporations an unparalleled scope of high-value domain options, providing access to domain names and curation technologies not available elsewhere. Media Options believes in the power of a great domain name and is dedicated to helping you obtain yours. Call or email today to put a domain to work for you.
And now we'll keep it moving. So let's move on to the next phase of the show, which is the NameJet and a Jet segment, sponsored by NameJet. Go to the site, the show notes, download the Excel spreadsheet. You can see all the domains, the age, the back orders, minimum bid, order by date, source, reserve, Estimate appraisal. Take it with a grain of salt. We actually have something kind of interesting coming up on domain appraisal stuff that we'll start doing on the show soon. You'll see about that soon, as well as some other helpful, hopefully, stuff and resources. Good luck, happy bidding, all that good stuff. But first, let's see, based on the list, what the Sherpas think. So, Logan, let's start with you. What you think on the list? You like, don't like, thoughts?
The list is not my favorite.
Man, the list lately, they've been tough, man. I don't know. Like, what's the, is the expiry? Is the NetSol expiry finally petering out a little bit? Is that?
Sure. But I got some that I like, some I don't like. On the like list, I like Tapa.com.
Yeah, baby.
I lived in the Philippines for a year back in Manila, and Tapa is a Filipino dish. But also it's a great acronym domain, as well as just a good brandable, just Tapa. I mean, something easy to spell and remember.
Oh yeah.
Next I like PRZ.com. Kind of like prize, I guess. Yeah. But you know, any three letters is good. It's got at least two good letters. Z is not the best, but it's could be zone. It could be any kind of word there would be with a Z would be good there. So I like PRZ.com and Tapa.com. I'll save the rest for the others. But what I don't like is Cash S.
Yes.
Don't like that one. And not a fan of travelsupplies.com. I think it's just kind of, you know, just nothing special to me.
Okay. Yeah, the Cash is, you know, or Cash S. It's interesting. Yeah. I included, I almost pulled it because I'm like, this name kind of sucks, right? Because it's like one of those things that you see it and it's one of those names that some guys, you know, that's what they're throwing in those one word tweets where somebody's like, hey, I need a oneword.com. You know, I've got a six figure budget. I only want single dictionary words. And then that's like the name that somebody throws in there and says, what
about
Cash?
I don't even think it's a word.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I don't, it's not.
Right. It's like a diner, you know, named after Johnny Cash, like Cash's.
Yeah. Cash's. Yeah.
It's like the only application is like a.
Well, I thought maybe Cash S for some, you know, Cash S, but that's still.
No, you thought
Cash
wrong.
Sucks. Yeah, Cash sucks. Anyway, yeah, but I'm with it. I literally put it on the list so somebody would tell me that they didn't like it. And
there you go.
Because it's, and so yeah, mission accomplished. All right. Mark, what about you, man? What do you
I'm ready? With Logan. I didn't love the list, but the one I liked the most was selfdiscovery.com.
Yeah.
I think that's self-discovery is a huge area. It can encompass many things, you know, therapy, life coaching, all that kind of stuff.
Psychedelics.
And it's just very, and it's an authoritative name. And I have done well just in actual business with authoritative names. And I liked it the best.
All right. I dig it. I like that name a lot too. I kind of felt like the appraisal's low. I think it'll go for more on NameJet. I think it's one of those, if you can get, what are you trying to pay for that? If you can get it.
Me? Oh, once I see there's all these people in the auction, I'm already, I'm a stems and seeds buyer. So I'm already, I'm already out.
Stems and sticks and seeds. I feel you. Man. Hey, sometimes
some of them are going to grow.
You know, it's like, you know. We've all been there. You know what I mean? You get what you get.
You know, I don't know, 10 grand, 15 grand. I mean, the .NET's for sale right now for 10 grand. So, you know, it's a data point.
No, I think it's fair. All right. So you like self-discovery. What about any others that you like or don't like specifically?
I mean, donate.net. I mean, that thing's taken in whatever, 300 extensions. You know, the XYZ is listed for 300 grand. There's random extensions like, you know, dot company, whatever, listed for 4 to 10 grand. So, you know, it's a thing.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, I would agree. I like that one, too. So
I like it, too.
All right, cool. And then any particular one that you don't like or you're avoiding, you wouldn't even put it back?
The Help Robot I don't like because when I first read it, I thought it was Help Robot, like hell and then Probot. So It was hard. Like, it just looked weird. Maybe it looked different if, you know, the letters were capitalized, but I didn't like it. I didn't like Edessa. I mean, I think these kind of city names are, I think it's a place in Turkey. You know, the city names, if you buy one, you have to know what you're doing with it, or it's, I've owned some of those that, you know.
So few buyers.
Huh?
So few buyers.
Yeah.
All right. No, I think that's all good feedback. All right, Drew, what about you, man? Bring it home.
I like my orgs and my nets in here. I like, you know, I like my four letter CVCVs, you know, so I got, you know, I could get my beak wet in here. I like derby.org. You know what I mean? Little horse betting, derby.org.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Donate.net. I kind of like Osana. I kind of like Osana.com too. It's not terrible.
Yeah, the Asana I thought was interesting. I wasn't sure if it was a specific. I know there's Asana is the.
Yeah. Yeah. I just like say Asana. It's Sana. These are, you know, it's just another form of the word for like health and.
Yeah, I dig that in the health space. I think that makes sense, you know, without it being.
Anybody like Reroad?
It reminded me of
Roro.
Yeah.
It could be real estate something.
It's it's hard to pronounce. It sounds weird when you say it.
Mm-hmm.
There's a good bit of use, there's some things. It's there's a reconfigurable educational robot kit. There's some art stuff. There's some video game stuff. There's some, you know, yeah. But yeah, I would agree. That one's a little tough to say, but it's still CVCV. So
what?
Reroad.
Yeah, I like Roro. It. We own Roro. Roro. Roro.
And then
I like Reroad. I like Tapa. You know what I'm saying? I'd get busy on all those.
Would you guys think between the two, if you were to pick one, would you take Tapa or Reroad? I think I'd take Tapa.
Yeah,
probably Tapa. You know what I mean? The repeating letter is very good.
Well, and it just sounds better, right? It's easier to say Tapa.
Yeah,
you know,
there's a lot of acronyms out there for it as well. So,
yeah.
What about businessventures.com? Just too generic, right?
Yeah,
I mean, it's very generic. I kind of like it though. It keeps coming back to me, like that. You know, business ventures. I mean, it's kind of like, you know, we own bioscience or biosciences.com. It's like there's thousands of companies called something biosciences. Mm-hmm. None of them want to own biosciences.com, you know?
Right.
And it's probably, there's like thousands of companies called something business ventures, but none of them want to own businessventures.com.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then I wanted to like travel to Japan, but it's really Visit Japan, which you know.
Yeah. Yeah. Visit has just dominated the travel space forever.
Yeah. But if you're in the travel business, I mean,
it's a great
whole thing on travel to Japan. You can build a website there. It'd be
travel to Japan is a great.
Be awesome.
Yep.
But as an investor, I just don't think it's a good investment.
Yeah. Unless you pick that up for $250, $500, you know, yeah. Probably upper limit, but like, you know, it's a good $5,000-$10,000 name, $15,000 name over some period of time.
Well, if you could build it out. Well, speaking of building it out.
My God, you build it out.
Wait, no, hold on. I have a specific thing I'm bringing up. So did you guys see the tweet from Rick today, Rick Schwartz, about giving away his Bentley to somebody who could build out one of his domains? Is that what he
see that?
Saw it and
submitted already? You already submit your idea?
I already built it out.
An AI agent beat us to it.
I cloud coded it. And now he's like, now, and Mark pans the camera and the Bentley's in his living room. Yeah. But hey, man, you know, sometimes I think that I like the approach because it's I'm all for the salesmanship, you know, for the,
I love it.
Getting some attention and, that kind of thing. Nice car too. It's pretty cool. So,
yeah.
Anyway, all right, well, that's what's up. So, okay, so that's the list. Everybody, good luck, happy bidding, not financial advice, all that good stuff, and shout out to NameJet. It is interesting, though, the last couple of shows, the lists have been a little tougher. I don't know if it's sometimes, just look, obviously it flows on an expiry schedule and stream that's unpredictable, right? And that's one of the things, you know, running NameJet as long as I did, that's the one thing, you know, there's predictability, but there's also a lot of unpredictability. You try to and it's just, and I always am very, and I, and again, maybe this is just me having, you know, being somewhat personal, but, you know, always over time when, you know, one of the things when GoDaddy peeled off some of the expiry stuff from NameJet, you know, and it's like, okay, you know, that NetSol inventory is obviously, you know, what drives that. That's the engine that drives the machine. Over time, though, I don't know, you know, they're not getting a lot of new registrations, right? They're not getting the, you know, so how long?
Well, new registrations are what drives that aftermarket. It's old registrations expiring.
No,
businesses going under, people buying, right?
Right, it's, but at some point.
Our business is driven by the pain, suffering, and misery of others. It's a tremendous.
Yes, but the pipeline has
the loss of others is our gain.
The front end of the pipeline, though, can't completely stop because then at some point the party stops. You know what I'm saying? And
I mean, that's also entirely untrue.
How is that untrue?
Because, like, there are exactly like our business. The last time we sold, I couldn't tell you the last time we sold a domain that was registered after 2000.
That's interesting. But what about the fact that names have moved off?
In fact, I would even go as far as to say, like, probably greater than 80% of the domains that our business sells were registered prior to 1998, maybe even 97.
That's an interesting point.
Greater than 80% of our business.
But you still have to, if at some point the names are gone, right?
People die every day, man.
What about you guys? You guys have an opinion on this?
I understand what you're saying, and I agree with you. I think that they're getting less stuff as time goes on, so there's less good stuff for them to auction off.
Right.
I think over time, yeah, I think it diminishes, you know, and I think it's...
I think you guys are confused. I don't think it has anything to do with that. The new registration pipeline is, let's say, obviously with exceptions, largely of no liquid value. The large majority of it has absolutely no liquid value of the new registration stream. The expired stream, which drives material aftermarket value, is all old domains. You can just look at the GoDaddy auctions, sort by how many years is this domain registered, and you're going to see that the vast majority of large auction prices are domains that are 20 to 35 years old.
Yeah. I think that's fair.
There's rarely domains that are more than 31 years old on there, but occasionally you get them, 32, 33, 34.
Right.
And that's where the value is. And so what drives a auction pipeline are the registrars tied to that auction netting more domain transfers, not registrations, transfer ins, or are they losing transfer ins? If they are receiving more and more transfer ins, then it is likely that their pipeline of high value aftermarket domains for auction is going to increase. And if they're losing domains, then it is very likely to decrease. And so what you have is we have very materially watched GoDaddy's auction marketplace over the last 20 years go from mostly garbage to the highest quality drops on a regular basis, because they have net received way more domains than anybody else.
Okay.
Transfers. And we've seen Network Solutions and Enom and Moniker and the, let's say, tier two registrars largely lose transfers, even the ones that were gaining in new registrations. And we've seen Namecheap somewhere in the middle. And so they've largely been able to capture market share, but not grow it to the extent GoDaddy has. GoDaddy has pretty much dominated. Dropcatch has been able to pick up most of the scraps. And, you know, really, Namejet's competitive advantage has been the Network Solutions expiry stream and the Two Cows expiry stream.
And those are gone. I mean, Two Cows
and
is
so
on.
As those largely disintegrate, the quality does too.
All right. That's what I was trying to say. You just said it more.
Yeah, yeah. And I think that makes sense.
You were agreeing with me, not with JT.
I thought we were saying, why did the Namejet names not, well, how come they're not as good? And
yeah,
your answer is the right one. But
yeah,
you
well,
said
keep
it way
in mind,
better.
The Two Cows inventory is not on Namejet anymore. Enom's not on Namejet anymore. This is all part of like GoDaddy peeling away.
There you go.
You know, and leaving just the net.
But we still love you, Namejet. You're
right.
Still our baby.
We still find good deals there.
Oh, mm-hmm. Look, hey, I would love to. I wish we had enough influence to tell people to stop bidding in auctions. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, you know, so that we could get more names for ourselves. But it's not that. I think it's just, you know, and some of it is also looking at the, and really it's not about the overall volume. There's plenty of names and there's plenty of opportunity there. I mean, that's, you know, and I think it's also, but calling it what it is, that some of the higher sort of like the stuff that pops a little more, you know, that just doesn't seem to, you know, just been absent from the list for a couple of weeks. And it just could be a few weeks, which really just brings up a domain conversation of topic of like what drives sort of auction, you know, sort of activity, if you will. But I think the thing that's interesting too, when you talk about new registrations, it's like, all right, well, something like NetSol that was the original registrar, you know, and has existed for forever. How long was their head start, right? 5 years, 6 years, 10 years? Like, what was it? Do you know? Because it's not like, you know, I think that's also, I think from the registration piece, that matters, because whatever their head start was, once they start hitting sort of the, like a bit of a decline, then over that, whatever that head start period of time happens, then that levels the playing field even more if they weren't continuing to get new registrations at the same pace. So, you know, the head start matters though, and it's definitely served them well and it will continue to. So, but yeah, but big shout out to Namejet. This isn't a negative on them. It's more about just analyzing and kind of thinking big picture and talking big picture about domain name auctions and, you know, how some of that works. So,
yeah. And there's still gems to be found there. You just have to sift a little harder, and but they're still there.
Well, yeah, some weeks are better than others. I mean, you know, I don't remember maybe a month ago.
Guys, I'll be right back.
When it was like, it was killer. I mean, there was an amazing list.
Yeah. Look, I'm not trying to be like, oh man, alarmist. Like we've had two or three not great weeks. I think it's just, but I like to talk about those things conceptually, because I think it's interesting when you think about where you're, you know, sort of what we're looking at and, you know, what trends drive some of the things that we see. I mean, if you look at the list right now, what's kind of wild.
Coincidentally, right now, Andrew Allman literally this moment just posted an article about Newfold's expired domain marketplaces. And, you know, just between the top 103 sales, they sold $500,000. So it's not, you know, they're not doing too bad.
Oh, no, they're doing great. I think that's the...
Okay, here's one to, you know, mess your head up. Pay-equity.org for $46,000. I mean, that has to be an SEO-driven, must have massive backlinks or something, but what the hell?
That's their biggest sale in the whole thing, you know? Well, look at the top two sales, right? It's pay-equity.org.
Yeah, they're both.
And hmpdacc.org are the two. Hey, Mark, so what we're saying is as we're talking about NameJet and expired domain auctions, the Andrew Alleman, shout out to Andrew, just posted in the article listing the expired domain sales for the last month or so. And, you know, they had $500,000. So obviously, you know, activity is still very, very, you know, very active. But their two biggest sales are very interesting because number one is for $46,000 was pay-equity.org. And then for $42,000 was hmpdacc.org. So is that traffic backlinks? Like, what is the, right? Is it somehow search? Like,
that's a great thing about domains. There's a buyer, you know, there's something for everyone, pot for every lid.
Oh, and Cosmetique or Cosmetic, as we talked about on one of the shows. Brig, we talked about on the show. Brig sold for $31,000. We did say we're going to go back and start looking at some of these where we end up buying or you know, talking about certain names and then seeing what they ultimately end up selling for. And so we've started to track that a little bit, and we can do that in future shows where we'll talk about what some of these names based on and see like how close we were to when we talked about them versus what they ultimately ended up selling for. And then if we can pay attention long enough, you know, see what then they sell for when they sell in the retail side, you know, like what that looks like. So, but yeah, but anyway, all right, well, all good stuff. Good domain talk. That's what we're here for. And shout out to NameJet. BetterTogether.org, 3000. There's some interesting stuff in here. This is cool. So, but yeah, the domain market does what it does, man. All roads lead to domain. So, all right, well, let's go around the horn. We're now into grand closing, and we'll go around the group and just see what else, anything that we missed. So starting with you, Mark, what else is good? I know you're trying to buy some concert tickets. What else is going on?
Well, I successfully did that before the show started. And so thank you. Well, I never have really a lot to promote other than I did buy back an asset a couple of years ago from my old publishing company. And I gave it a way better domain, and it has spiked in traffic. So I have a magazine about the independent publishing business on independentpublishing.com.
Ooh, okay.
And I've gotten back most of the traffic to where it was when I sold it in 2016. And so in my dry domain times, I work on that.
Sold the whole business in 2016?
I sold the business in 2016, but this magazine was part of it, and the company just let it go, and they didn't want to deal with it. And I had independentpublishing.com. It's a great name for that industry. So, you know, I wanted to give it a good home.
Yeah.
And it had, you know, thousands of backlinks and, you know, had a lot of traffic. So it's just a little side project.
I like it. So real quick on the 2016 deal, did you sell the domain as part of the deal back in 16?
No, I sold the website. It used to be called the independentpublishingmagazine.com, which I bought. So that was not my original name, but I bought Independent Publishing a couple years after the sale. And so I just had it there, and I thought it would be a good use, and they were just giving up the site. So it was a very cheap to reacquire it, and had good bones.
We've done a lot of that where we've sold a name and ended up buying it back and selling it again or doing whatever. And, that's the key to knowing things about things, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, you stay active and involved and aware, and it's like opportunities present themselves, you know? And it's, so that's pretty cool. So independentpublishing.com. So check that out, everybody. We'll put the link in the show notes as well. So that's super, super cool. I dig it. All right. Well, continuing around the horn, Drew, what about you, man? And we'll close out with Logan. But what, anything else on your agenda these next couple of weeks? Excited about, not excited about? What's good?
I'm excited about the return of the sun. You know what I'm saying? Hope for peace. And otherwise, that's
Namaste.
It. Man.
Namaste. Namaste. Baby.
Namaste, mofos.
No doubt. All right, Logan, what about you, man? So I know you got spring break coming up. Other than that, just slanging domains and just, you know, doing your thing.
Just buying domains every day and, you know, grateful for the opportunity to do so. And I think we're very blessed to be in the business we're all in because it gives us a lot of freedom. And that's the main thing for me is just freedom. I got, you know, all the time in the world to do what I want to do with my family and everything. So I'm very grateful for that. And a shout out to one of my favorite bands from the 90s, Electronic.
Oh, okay.
Just my, you know, listen to music while I'm doing all my domain stuff, you know, so Electronic's one of them I listen to. So that's old Bernard Sumner of New Order and Johnny Marr from the Smiths. They were a band back in the 90s. So I had, you know, like Getting Away With It and Disappointed, songs like that. So anyway, one of my favorite bands.
Brett Oxley owns electronic.com.
That's right. That's right.
All right. You know what? It's interesting. I'm not super familiar, but I'm familiar with the Smiths and, you know, like, and,
New Order. Got to know New Order, right?
A New Order. Yeah, well, of course. And, so that's what I'm saying. So I'm trying to see what, Electronic is like, and I'm a music guy, so I have to,
I gotta check them out. It's, you know, hard synth plus guitar. So it's got some good stuff. Their debut album from 1990 was probably the best album. It was really good.
All right, I see. Okay. And then, yeah, Johnny Marr, like, got a little Liam Gallagher look to him. You know what I'm saying? I see that. And, all right, cool. Everybody check that out as well. And, all good stuff. All right. Books, music, man, domains. Let's get it. It's just, you know, in life, that's what it is. And, yeah, we are very blessed. And, you know, again, to everybody out there with all the craziness in the world, stay safe, please. And, you know, look out for yourselves and each other. It's, you know, we're all in this together at the end of the day. So, and, but yeah, so that's about it. So other than that, I want to say thank you guys for taking the time and being on the show. As always, it is much appreciated. And then also to the audience, thank you guys so much for tuning in. As always, much appreciated. As we say on the show, without you, there is no us. So we appreciate all y'all just, you know, and hit us up. Let us know any thoughts on any of the things we talked about on today's show, stuff you like, stuff you don't like, whatever, whatever. We're not hard to find, especially on X. And otherwise, that's it. We're going to keep doing what we do. And we'll see everybody next time here on Domain Sherpa, where all roads lead to domains. Peace out, everybody.